This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How's your Clyde? I hope it's well as we have a foray into what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's our weekly overview, the DJV crowd, including me, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, looking at the stories, the top 10 items from the charts created by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You'll find the list at Talkers and Talkers.com, and also the DJV show, our various connections to social media. Let's do the people list first, lady, shall we? Kevin McCarthy is at number 10. What do we need to know about him, Jennifer?
Well, the reason he's probably on the list is the story with Liz Cheney this week, which is whether or not she is going to keep her position as one of the top leaders in the House for Republicans. She's a conference chair right now, the number three most powerful Republican in Congress, and it looks like she's resigned herself to the fact that she is not going to be carrying that position much longer. They're going to vote on that next week. Kevin McCarthy was captured on a hot mic saying that he had kind of lost faith and confidence in her, and that
means
that
just because she doesn't like Trump.
Just because she doesn't like Trump. That's all.
We talked about this all week long. Not just about that. It's about you're going into an election year where Republicans are poised to retake control of the House. If they don't, it will be a big loss and disappointment for the Republican conference, not just the Congress. And so you need someone who is capturing the will of most Republican voters. And most Republican voters, no matter how they feel about President Trump, liked the America First agenda that he had. And so most Congress people feel that that is what they are going to use to win re-election or to win office in 2022. Liz Cheney does not agree with that. So should she be in the leadership of the party in an election year if she doesn't agree with what the bulk of the candidates and the bulk of Republicans in the country, just look at the polling, support. And I think it really does come down to that more than anything else. She can say whatever she wants, and all she has to do is answer to her constituents.
Number four on the list of people is Ms. Cheney, and her situation in the party is number three overall in the story list from Talkers Magazine. Also, other Republicans on the list, number nine, Ron DeSantis. Weren't the two of them being talked about as possible president, vice presidential candidates in 2024? Did I get
Ron
that right
DeSantis
or wrong?
Is being tossed around as a possible running mate if President Trump will run again in 2024, or if not, as a presidential candidate himself. And again, the reason he's on the list is not because of that. He's had an extremely incredible week, I think, for most people who are conservatives. He passed an election integrity law, which was huge this week. He signed a state's budget, and in doing so, gave $1,000 bonuses to all the first responders because of their work for the COVID during the COVID pandemic. So everybody got $1,000 because there was a surplus in the budget. And so instead of putting that back into the government, he gave it to people who had been called on to go above and beyond their call of duty during the last year.
All right. So that may tie into number eight on the story list, which is an overall view of the economy. The reason I put them together, ladies, is because I think there's a lot of concern among people who really understand how things are working, and that's a problem because a lot of people don't, as to how much money has gone into the system, into our economy, that is basically funny money. It's paper that's been printed that has nothing to back it up, but yet the economy is sort of humming along because the infrastructure of our country, in part, is so bad that there has to be a way to fix it. And so this is a good way to stimulate the economy without thinking about where the money comes from. I think that's really kind of what it is. Yes, no, anybody agree or disagree with my observation on that.
I don't disagree with your observation. I would add that the reason I think that these things are trending this week in such a high position on the list of topics is because the Biden administration has been out there. Both the president and the vice president and a lot of their surrogates have been out in places. The president was in Louisiana, Pennsylvania. The vice president's been all over the place, everywhere but the border, and talking about the infrastructure. Sorry, let me just slip that in. It's just
I know, you're right. But
they've been trying to pitch this infrastructure plan, which they say is just not about about roads and bridges anymore. And the president has been given some Pinocchios from the Washington Post because he's been out and he continues to double down on this story that if they pass the infrastructure plan, which is probably going to cost somewhere near $4 trillion, And when you say people don't understand, I will tell you I can't even understand what $4 trillion looks like because there's a lot of zeros.
Funny money. I just said it's like fun. Nobody gets it because it's funny money.
But it's a lot of money, and we're already in debt. And if China stops buying our debt, then what happens to the United States? We're totally bankrupt. Right now, we're just at best on the line to China. But one of the criticisms is that, and this is not a this is a political criticism from the group that's lobbing it at Biden, but it is a non-political organization, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, which is not Democrat, it is not Republican, it simply reviews policy. And according to this policy, raising the corporate tax amount, as Biden has suggested, raising the money on the rich is what he likes to call it, but it's corporate taxes, and that happens to small businesses as well as big businesses. 70% of that money finds its way to be tacked onto the middle class, whether it's in ownership of these little businesses or the price that gets passed on. So 70% of that money goes to the middle class. It's not taxing the rich. But it's also the other big lie is that Biden's out there saying that 16 or 17 million jobs will be created by this plan. All of the, again, non-political organizations have confirmed multiple times that there will be 2 million jobs created by this plan, not 16 million, and yet the administration keeps perpetuating that lie, even though non-political organizations have been tampering.
The word lie always bothers me because I think maybe it's just my bringing up. It's a very difficult word for me to swallow, especially when you talk about politicians. I don't know, made the story up or something, but that's not really why I wanted to jump in. Because I am a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I do the weekly American Family Farmer Show. You can find the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and the program on many of the same stations that carry this program. The people who are in agriculture, the way of life, you know, it's not work, it's a way of life. And the farms that people live on operate because I was on a farm this week, been in the same family for 287 years. It's really fabulous. And the farm goes on. The farmer's daughter and her husband are working on the farm. So there are how many generations? Who knows? But the next generation of farmers are really facing a couple of severe challenges. The proposal that's now been floated is called the STEP program, the Sensible Taxation and Equity Promotion, is anything but sensible, and it sure as hell has no equity attached to it. And this is the kind of stuff, the disingenuous crap that comes out of politicians. The act would eliminate the stepped-up basis, the tax provision, if you will, excuse me, the capital gains taxes that happen at death that protect farms and farm families. There are a lot of complicated tax issues that are tied to this. Most people don't understand what Biden's talking about. So the bottom line with this particular part that I have issue with is when you pass away, your children would normally inherit the farm. But that's the way it is now. The value of the farm is set pretty much at the time you die, the inheritance, when you say you're going to give it to your children. Okay, here's what it's worth there. So if the children choose to sell, they have capital gains taxes on the increase in the value. But if they choose to stay on the farm and work on it under the new proposal, they'd still have to pay. They'd be forced to pay taxes on the appreciation. It becomes complicated. But the bottom line is that if you have a 200-acre, I have 114 acres. Let's see how many. About 140 acres of land that I own. So that would cost, according to the proposal that's here right now, my children, if they didn't want to keep it going, $149,000. If they didn't have it, the government would take the land. That's basically it, the death tax. And I strenuously object to this. This is an outrageous incursion. What the hell are these people thinking? Where do they think our food's going to come from? Where do you think the...
Well, and I don't know if you had a chance to hear about the other kind of, I don't want to call it a scandal, but, well, it's a lawsuit from a farmer in Wisconsin. There are a group of five farmers who have jumped on to sue the Biden administration over the American Rescue Plan because it's supposed to provide aid to socially disadvantaged farmers. Well,
black
this one
farmers,
guy,
mostly.
Well, socially disadvantaged for the Biden administration apparently means the color of your skin.
Yeah.
And so Adam Faust, who is a farmer who's disabled and has been a farmer for his life and working around his disability, he and five other people got together to sue the administration saying, well, if you're talking about socially disadvantaged farmers, here I am, but because of the color of his skin, he can't get
he can't That's what he's claiming, access. But the administration responded and said that it is for socially disadvantaged. It has nothing to do with it. With
all the
black.
PR, though, that
but,
comes out
I mean,
in all the farm
it,
journals, Victoria, all I says mean, black farmers.
Why do we,
look
yeah, why do
National
we,
Farmers
why do we,
Union, it's all about black farmers. Excuse me, go ahead.
I guess I just don't know why we combat the idea of racism with more racism, because when it sounds pretty racist to me when someone says, well, you can apply for this plan if you're black, brown, or whatever.
I can't apply for it. I tried applying for it, and I didn't fit into the economic viability of
but
the
But that's not
proposal.
Because you were white. That's the economic viability that you didn't qualify for.
No, I didn't qualify. They said that. I came back. Yeah, but it said in the response that I got from the SBA that I wasn't in an economically deprived area, i.e., I didn't live in an area where there were a lot of racial disparities. That's the best way I can put it, summarizing it. Anyway, so it's something to think about. A lot of things here on the story list. The charts for the week of May 3rd to the 7th are in our focus. It's 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies, custom labels, and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on decorative shipping supplies. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 5/29. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. All right, so a little extra, countdown extra, the story from Morocco of a lady who was given birth overnight toward the end of the week here to 9 babies. She's 25 years old. The doctors told her she'd have 7, but she ended up giving birth to 5 girls and 4 boys.
Surprise!
This is the,
how can you even afford that? I mean, how does one person or two people raise 9? I mean, how do they raise 9 kids?
Yeah.
At the same
without
time.
A reality show to
it's
pay
a,
for it,
I mean,
right?
Well, I guess if you're all different ages, it's a little different. But when you have 9 children that all need to be fed, all need to sleep at a different time, I mean, how can one person or two people do that?
This is the first time this many have been born that survived. I think that's interesting. cesarean
section.
Will the
parents survive, I think, is the question.
Right, exactly. Imagine that, though. Just think about it and put it in perspective. All right, it's 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
All right, into the trending portion of the countdown of the overview of the hot hits this week in talk radio, courtesy of the folks who work at Talkers Magazine. Also, Jay Kirshner, who follows the trending items for us on the DJV program, things that are on people's minds. This would be a subset of a story that's been followed by a lot of people this week. It's not political, but it is going to be interesting. As we put this program together, Elon Musk has not appeared on SNL. But there's been a lot of controversy during the week, comments from people who work on the program, who are lucky to have a job. They ought to keep their mouths shut. That would be the way. That's what I'd say to them, especially since he seems to be having a good time during the week. And he said it was, what did he say, Jay? It was awesome.
Yeah, that everyone's being nice. And those SNL cast members who have put something on social media, either in response to something Elon Musk had said or just in terms of him coming onto the show, have all been deleted.
Oh, good. Because they were told to?
Lauren Michaels runs a tight ship. Yeah. Tolerating anything.
They shouldn't. I mean, these people are lucky. Most of them, they're not that funny and they're not that good. They're lucky to have a job. Miley Cyrus will be on the program. That'll be kind of interesting. Oh, this is sort of it's an up and a down because many of you will listen to this program after the show is over and you will have had a clue as to why there was so much talk about it. But anyway, it's an interesting sidelight. All right, what else is trending that has become very important this week? What do we have that in terms of that fight between Floyd Mayweather and Jake Paul?
It's Jake's brother Logan is who the fight is going to be happening with. But during the press conference, Jake Paul got into an altercation with Floyd Mayweather and took the hat off of his head.
Don't the fighters do that a lot though? Like yeah. I think yeah. that
like
goes
wrestling.
Way back.
Yeah, but Jake yeah. wasn't one of the isn't the fighter. Logan's the mm-hmm. fighter. So Jake mm-hmm. took the hat off of his head. The melee ensued. Jake Paul ends
Floyd
up with a black eye.
I just knock him out.
Yeah. So yeah, Jake Paul ended up with a black eye. People were saying Floyd gave him the black eye. Jake is saying that somebody on the security team. But who cares? Jake Paul and Logan Paul are a cancer on society. Like, people should knock them out.
I think so, too.
Goodbye. All right, so we have a lot of feedback on Facebook and our other social media. You can find us on Twitter at DJB Show, Instagram, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what are some of the listeners saying about what we either have posted or some of the questions you put forth there, Jay?
The big one is Trump and Facebook. Should the ban be permanent or not? And if so, should the guidelines follow other people?
Which, by the way, is number two on the countdown this week.
Maureen Hobbs says this is dangerous because it's not just Trump. He did not incite a riot, and as so many others have been mentioning, what about Maxine Waters? That's who some people have been mentioning as well. They should be banned, but should be banned for clearly calling out violence. Hinoka Chimera says, LOL, Trump should have never been banned whatsoever. I like what Johnny Powell said. If a person makes a habit of deliberately lying or spreading things that are not accurate, then there should be three layers of punishment. Number one, 30-day suspension. Number two, 1-year suspension. Number three, permanent ban period for any and all individuals.
But that is exactly what happened, and that's why Trump was banned. Because he had been warned and flagged, so that is why.
But it's not. But
the question is, why are they warning and flagging some, right?
Yeah, it should
and not
be
others.
It should be everybody. If they have certain rules, then everybody should have to be following those rules.
Oh, when when Elizabeth Warren comes to a quasi defense of President Trump, you know that there is something going on. Elizabeth Warren says, "I don't miss him on Twitter. I don't like him, but I think that big tech needs to be broken up." And that's what and that's what Republicans should be doing too, is wanting to break this up. This is what they did with the railroads. They should be doing it with big tech.
They've done it with a lot of different things. There are like AT&T. Remember, you probably don't remember that, but I do. They broke that all up. Coming up in the next half hour of our countdown, a focus on the divorce of Bill and Melinda Gates.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The election audit in Maricopa County, Arizona has taken a strange twist. President Biden's Department of Justice sent a letter to Arizona officials claiming concerns about the security of the ballots and potential voter intimidation. The U.S. Constitution grants the power to oversee elections exclusively to state legislatures. Democrats have sued the Arizona Senate four times in an effort to stop the audit, which has failed every time. The Federal Election Commission announced Thursday that it will drop its investigation into former President Trump's suspected violation of election law with a 2016 payment to Stormy Daniels. The Election Commission, with three Republicans and three Democrats, ended the proceedings in a closed-door meeting in February. The World Video Game Hall of Fame has inducted four games: Microsoft Flight Simulator, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, StarCraft, and Animal Crossing. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
One of the most successful states in the union during the pandemic is Florida. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis boasts his state.
Well, look, I appreciate it. I mean, obviously, there's quite a contrast in Florida. You know, we've been open. Our schools have been open for in-person instruction. Our unemployment rate is significantly less than the national average and much less than lockdown states like California and New York. And yet we've done that all with having a senior mortality rate for COVID that's less than 40 other states because we focused on protecting our elderly population rather than locking everybody down. And so Florida's doing very well right now. We never touched one penny from our rainy day fund throughout COVID.
Wow.
And now we've just done the budget and we're doubling our rainy day fund. We have the strongest revenues that anyone's ever seen in the state. So the economy's performing well. People are happy. And as you know, there are people moving here because they want a whiff of freedom.
DeSantis, talking to Fox News on Thursday, says President Biden dissed Florida and changed the rules of assistance during the pandemic.
So they did aid the states. They've always done that on a population basis. On this time, with the Biden stimulus, they took states like Florida that had lower unemployment, took money from Florida and gave it to the lockdown states with high unemployment like California and New York, when a lot of those lockdown states had very poor COVID performances and economic performances. So that's just some of the perverse incentives we see coming out of Washington on seems like a daily basis now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Following along with the important things being discussed on News Talk Radio this week, the DJV gang, which includes me, Doug Steffen, and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, working our way through as many of these things on the charts as we can. I said on the People list, number 8, Bill and Melinda Gates, so they decided to get divorced. But there seems to be a lot of stories being weaved into this that include her buying an island. She got a couple of $1 billion worth of stock. And apparently there was a relationship between Bill and Jeffrey Epstein. That's the latest wrinkle, Victoria, isn't it?
Well, the story that's coming out now that people are running with is that Melinda Gates was very much creeped out by Jeffrey Epstein.
I wonder why.
Didn't like him at all.
Good on you.
She and Bill stayed at Epstein's townhouse, the infamous townhouse in New York on the Upper East Side, and she said she just basically told Bill, I don't want anything to do with this guy. This is just too creepy. The reason that Bill later on had explained it, you know, when all this went down with Epstein in 2011, the first case, the reason that Epstein and Bill Gates had met was because Bill was doing fundraising for his charity, you know, the Bill Gates or the Gates Foundation or whatever they call it. And so someone had said to him, oh, you need to meet Jeffrey Epstein. He's big in philanthropy and raises a lot of money and he knows a lot of powerful people. That's where the connection came from. And so, and then the same day that they were there in New York, Mayor Bloomberg, who was mayor of New York at the time, gave Bill and Melinda like a humanitarian award or whatever. And the rumor is that Bloomberg told him, stay away from that guy. So I think that I think Melinda had a good instinct. And then I think Bloomberg solidified like, all right, stay away from that Epstein guy because he's no good. Because Bloomberg, I don't really think, you know, as we all know, Bloomberg doesn't mince words.
No.
So, yeah.
Not at all. Yep. Okay.
But so then a lot of people kept hanging out with Epstein after, you know, long after there were warnings and people mm-hmm. could see the writing on the wall. And there were, you know, there were still a lot of people. There's security guards who still claim that they saw Bill Clinton on that island. Even though Clinton says he used the jet once or twice or something and was never on the island.
Stay away.
I don't know.
So many of it, so much of it. I mean, once you know that, like, I don't know, normal.
Well, the Prince Andrew, it's like, he's got no explanation.
But don't you think that it's like, I mean, I think when you are willing to do the kinds of crimes that they're alleged, like, being committed against, you know, women, young girls, this, you know, whatever, ugh. That is about the ultimate quest for power, right? And getting away with something. And that probably adds to the excitement for them. So in their crazy criminal mind, maybe it doesn't matter about the warnings. It doesn't matter because that's part of the excitement of not getting caught. I mean, is that part of that predator mindset maybe? Ugh.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. All right. The next, number seven, number six, all Californians, Kamala Harris. I'm not one who wants to spend much time talking about her. The Gavin Newsom, Caitlyn Jenner position here. Jennifer, you want to update us on the latest in the recall and who else is running for governor for that spot beside Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah, so the recall is moving forward in the state of California against Gavin Newsom. And the effort that was against in the Recall Gavin 2020 effort, which started with three guys and went to the grassroots. You know, a lot of people think that this was like a big party action. The Republican Party in California, and this is a huge criticism against them, had nothing to do with this. I mean, this was all the grassroots. And so it should be commended because they did an incredible job collecting signatures. They got 1.7 million signatures that were certified. They needed just under 1.5 million signatures to trigger a recall. So now it looks like the election will happen at the end of October, the beginning of November. Many people might think it might be November 2nd. And there'll be two questions on the ballot. Yes or no to recall Gavin Newsom. And then number two, if you vote yes, who would you like to replace Gavin Newsom? And so a lot of people
so
started jumping in.
Or they're like,
no, it'll be a whole list. Like, it'll be, and probably,
yeah, bunch,
I mean,
19
probably Victoria by the
Caitlyn
end.
Caitlyn Jenner.
150 people, probably. Yeah. No doubt.
I hope it's
cheap.
On alphabetical for Caitlyn.
Well, it's cheap in the way that if you apply, the stipulations are much lower to run for governor than to run for Congress or something else like that. So it's like $5,000. That's all it takes to get on the ballot and a few signatures. I mean, you have to get signatures in about $5,000 and that's it. So a lot of people like porn stars are running. Angeline, who's known as like this lady who drives around in a pink Corvette. She's 71 years old now. She had billboards all over Hollywood. Doug, you probably know of her. She's running for governor. Mary Carey is the porn star who's running for governor. So it's easy to get in, and there's going to be a large field. But the biggest names probably right now that are declared, Caitlyn Jenner, obviously, John Cox, and Kevin Faulkner. Kevin Faulkner, former mayor of San Diego. John Cox ran against Gavin Newsom in 2018, and obviously Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, and the Kardashian fame, right? And Caitlyn probably made the most news
name recognition.
She did, a full hour interview with Hannity. And for a lot of Californians, she just spoke common sense. People mm-hmm. have been comparing her to Reagan. Because remember, Reagan was governor of California. And
he rolled over in his grave.
I mean, truly, I mean, honest to God, if the election were held today, I'd vote to recall Gavin and I would vote for Caitlyn Jenner. Because she's the one who has at least, I think, identified the problems
more effectively than some of the others. John Cox has been traveling California with a bear all week.
The bear guy. Become, oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, it's become very gimmicky. I mean,
surprised
he's
PETA hasn't gone after him.
Yeah, a gigantic Kodiak bear who at events sits there and licks himself while John Cox is giving speeches.
Okay, let's keep moving along.
It's all fun and games until the bear mauls someone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, all these people, like on Groundhog Day, they're reaching their head trying to pull the groundhog out. I mean, someday someone's going to get maimed, and it's, you know, I don't know.
All right, number five, speaking of people getting maimed, Rudy is on the list, the story list at number four, people list number five. I don't know if there's any really different info this week. We talked a lot about him last week, but what's new about Giuliani this week?
The only thing I saw this week is that he wants Trump to pay for his legal bills. That's not going to happen.
Well, Trump hasn't paid him for the stuff he owed him, apparently.
But he also, now for the new legal bills, the new stuff.
Yeah, they're pretty loyal to each other, though. Both Trump and Giuliani came out and gave some love to each other this week. But Giuliani spoke out about the raid on his house and on his business this week. And what he said is that when the FBI, he was ready. When he walked in, he was, like, very cooperative. He's like, yeah, guys, come on in. Here's everything I've got. And so then on his desk, there was a hard drive. And it was Hunter Biden's hard drive, or at least that's what Rudy Giuliani says. He tells the FBI agents that are there, here's Hunter Biden's hard drive. Would you like to take that with you? And they're like, no,
but
we don't
see,
want
no
that.
One can corroborate that he said that, and everyone has come out saying that that never happened. So
but
it's Rudy who was drunk and went on Tucker Carlson and told that story, but
I don't know.
Rudy's
drunk,
credibility,
but he's told
the Rudy's
story.
Always drunk.
He's told the story over and over again, but the point is, the way he tells it, and if you want to believe him or not, he said that the FBI, he just said, hey, here's, I mean, it could have had anything. It could have had the smoking gun that everybody's looking for, and the FBI, like, walks out because it's Hunter Biden's laptop. I mean, come on.
All right.
I don't believe Rudy. Sorry.
Number,
I do.
Let's see. Number three on the list of people, and actually number two on the story list, concerns Mark Zuckerberg and the Facebook Oversight Board. This is a focus on Trump, like the Arizona audit was number nine. So Trump's still around. That's why he's number two on the people list. Or he's back, I shouldn't say, still around, back in the focus. So what is the significance, Victoria, of the Zuckerberg input this week to his oversight board? It looks kind of, he's talking about creepy, crawly creatures.
The bottom line is, you know, the board, Zuckerberg put this board, advisory board in place so that he wouldn't have to make hard decisions. And the board, it backfired. The board threw it back at him and said, look, you know, sorry, but you're going to have to, your name is going to be stuck to this. Your fingerprint will be on it. So he's got 6 months to come up with an answer and a plan. We'll see what happens. This may just be punted back and forth. Who knows? The advisory board doesn't have any actual regulatory power, so all they can do is just advise. And so, we'll see where it goes. But essentially, they advised him that he needs to come up with a solid plan, and then he has to distribute that equally. Every single offender must be treated equally. That was what their recommendation was, which
equal
I think everyone can agree with.
In the eyes of the law. All right, coming up, number one this week, all kinds of things connected to COVID, the vaccines, the variants, where it's good and where it's bad, what happened to states that have lifted the COVID rules already, in our focus next year on the Talk Radio Review.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
this is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. All right, if you were looking at the classified ads and wondered where to get your vaccine, why don't you have to do that. Sooner or later, it'll be bootlegged, and somebody will be, I have an extra supply of vaccine. You want to come over to my house and get a shot?
Is it a problem anymore? I mean, they're closing the mass sites in California for the most part.
Yeah, they are here, too.
Now the drugstores and stuff are just giving
doing it.
Doctor's offices,
So there's a greater question here with the states lifting the COVID rules and what's going on? Looking back over the past year and how consumer behaviors have changed, have shifted, if you will, I guess it may be time, maybe it's a little early, but a time for us to reflect on what's happened. How have we changed? Look at how Facebook has changed in impact in our lives, Jay, and Amazon and Apple, and the way we use the radio and the way we use podcasts.
Zoom?
Zoom. Right.
Who even talked about Zoom before the
pandemic? I didn't even know.
No one.
Yeah. One of the things that troubles me is it's a Chinese company. But here we go again with that. But I think it's time to get closer to where we're going, what people feel comfortable doing. I know that if you go to try to book an air flight anywhere, you'll find it's pretty much the way it was a year and a half ago. You're lucky to find a seat because even though they're adding trips and routes, you see that with all the major legacy airlines. They're adding trips to here and there, mostly domestic, not international. There's not a lot of international travel right now. That's why you see larger planes being used from some of the hub points. I know American is using a lot of the international fleet, 777s to bring people from New York to L.A. and Dallas to L.A. and Miami to L.A. because they're there. Might as well use them. And so, you get a better ride, I guess, bottom line. But that's one of the things that's happened as a result of COVID. But, you think about what has, how has it impacted us personally and generally speaking. The variants, I think, are the big thing at the moment. Aren't they, ladies, really what people are wondering? Do I have a vaccine that's going to protect me against the variants? And Victoria, you were talking about that.
How long is the vaccine going to protect us? I think everybody knows that we're going to need some sort of booster. And when does that run out? And so the latest data shows that Pfizer, at least 6 to 8 months after the second shot, you're still good. And that it's actually 90% effective against the variants, which is really good news. Moderna is working already on their booster shot. Pfizer seems to be taking a different approach. They're working on a pill, which I think would be a lot better.
Great.
And trying to get people to have another shot and lining up again and all that stuff. So, I just hope that, I don't like fear-based thinking. I agree with you on that. But my concern is that I hope we don't hit, September, October, people still think they're covered when they're not, and then they're not getting the booster. And then we've got another surge, and we're right back to where we were, back, last fall. I hope that doesn't happen.
Yep. Well, there's a lot of tension around that for sure, and so we'll see kind of where it all shakes out. All right, ladies, thank you. That was good. Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn with Doug Steffen from the DJV program, an overview of the lists from Talkers Magazine this week. It's 10 before the hour.
Thank you. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
About 53 after the hour, Nick Miles is here from OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Doug Steffen. I would be pals with Nick more than I am on the air if we were close to each other, because we have a lot of the same interests. And, you know, who doesn't like somebody with an English accent, whether it's a man or a woman, right? It's kind of out of the way, where it works. Yeah. Although you spend too much time in California, and I'm afraid you're going to start sounding like Californians. Can't have that happen. Although,
only in the winter.
Yeah. Okay. Well, me too, actually. So we'll have to get together in the winter in California. Electric cars. People who love, they think California is the place to be if you've got an electric vehicle. However, not so fast. What is the research showing about people who have longevity or don't in an electric car?
Yeah, a little bit of research showing that those people that got electric cars, 20% of them went back to gasoline. Over a 4-year period, because and one of the main reasons was they couldn't find enough chargers, which, right, of course, the naysayers have been saying, yeah, well, you're not going to like the charging whole thing. Yeah, they couldn't find enough chargers, so they went back to gasoline, which is
being
an interesting turnaround.
Imagine driving across the 10 through New Mexico. Have you ever driven across the 10, New Mexico, western Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, where there isn't even a gas station in some places for 100 miles? How many you get? You got a car that is good for 250 miles, maybe. Isn't that what they're good for? Most of the EVs are 250, 280 miles. So you're out in the middle of the desert, and your car goes boom, 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 boom.
No good.
See you later. Yeah, get the thumb out or roll up the pants legs and see if you can stop somebody to come along. And
but that's why you get one. You get one big enough to put a bike in the back, Doug.
Yes, that's a good idea. Right. There you go. Okay. Next, we go from electric vehicles to flying cars. This sounds like an episode of the Jetsons. I can see you kind of as Mr. Jetson in the you'll be the first one to have a flying car in your neighborhood, right?
Well, yes. I mean, I think the idea of flying cars is what is my most asked question. When is the flying car coming?
Is it?
Yes, everyone says, when can we get our flying cars? Because not people tend to forget, you still need a pilot's license to get a flying car. But flying cars are coming. Finally, you can now put your deposit on your flying car, just like many of these cars that get announced. But this flying car company, the startup NFT, is now taking a $5,000 deposit for your pre-order of the flying car that they say is coming in 2026. It'll do 250 miles of vertical takeoff and landing with a 50-foot wingspan. The price, just a mere $789,000, yes. So you could just go and buy one just quite easy. However, you do need that pilot's license. So just
Why do they refer to it as an NFT? Because that's the non-fungible token, right? That's kind of like cyber currency or what are they, cryptocurrency.
Yeah, so maybe a poor choice for car companies, that's all I can say. Poor choice for the plate. Maybe a poor choice.
Right. But, all right. And now, I was in my friend's Ford dealership yesterday. I'm trying to find a truck for myself, and we're nosing around to see what's around. And I was asking him about what he's doing. The car shortage is a big deal. Retail, he says the average price of a used car is up $1,000, even in the past month. You seeing that too?
Yes, it's bad. And in fact, it depends what the vehicle is, but luxury vehicles and trucks can be up seriously more than that. And there's expected to be much more of a shortage soon.
Yeah, because of the chips. So where are they coming? Who's back on me? And the Chinese are responsible for this. So what's the fix? Just waiting?
Well, there isn't a fix because you can't just turn on semiconductor factories and turn them off again. They're quite complicated to make. So it's going to take a long time to ramp them up. And you can't just, you know, it's just not like, hey, let's just start up this factory here or there. Companies like Subaru are supposed to be out of cars by the summer. We're talking to Subaru.
Out of cars.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're gonna have more demand than they're going to be able to make vehicles. And Ford are actually making vehicles now that they don't have semiconductors for. So they're just going to stack them up, hoping they can find them somewhere. So it's going to be a problem. And, of course, the next thing is they're always saying the rubber's going to be in a shortage by the summer. So they're not sure where they're going to get enough tires from. So, buy a car if you get a chance. That's what I have to say. Buy a car.
And some extra tires. As far as that's concerned, go visit the used tire store. That may be a good investment. All right, Nick Miles is in the know when it comes to your car. RAutoExpert.com is his website. Check it out with any questions you may have.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.